disaster that is the Victorian budget. Billions of dollars worth of debt that think they can do no wrong. After all, the Victorian public keeps sending them back. No matter, even if you get locked in your house longer than anywhere else in the world, and now they're going to turn around and introduce brand new mega taxes.
Big business and landlords will be slugged with new and higher taxes for the next decade to repay the billions Victoria borrowed for COVID. It was outlined in today's budget, which is promising to get our finances back on track by 2033.
What today's budget reveals is that Victoria is broke.
Up here and be critical of my good friends Steve Brax or John Brumby, but I think you'd have to concede, and I'm sure they would, that the government I lead, I'm honoured to lead, has got a lot of stuff done. Like, we have been a very, very busy government. We have achieved more, I think, than any government in the history of this state, whether it's in construction, in reform, in enhancing the services that we need, in dealing with all manner of crises. Like, we're a pretty busy outfit. We've got a lot of stuff done. We're humbled by the support we've received by the Victorian community, and we're focused on getting on and doing more of that work.